Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
This is here. It's what we've all been waiting for. Graham, can you play me some sort of inspirational music?
Yeah, 1 second.
Do you have some inspiring music?
No, this is... Let me get some here.
Come on, because I have something to tell you all that you need to hear. Need to listen.
YouTube.com.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of it.
Oh, do you have a specific song in your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, from a film.
Yeah, I think this is the one. It's going to be inspirational.
Oh, this sounds good.
If this isn't the one, I'd like to veto for the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack.
I'm...
Okay,
Nathan,
are you ready? Yeah. I don't think this is the game I'm thinking of. Come on.
Guys!
No, it's not the one.
Nah. Is that an ad?
It's not the one.
Life is the name of the game.
Oh, Bruce Forsyth.
Can you play it?
I was trying. What's the one?
Do.
No.
Jeopardy.
No, I don't want that. I want this. Can you play from my?
Yeah. Jeopardy. The Generation Game.
Okay.
A bullseye.
Oh Jesus Christ! Can you watch any videos anymore?
Okay, how come guys, I can't do anything for free?
Sit down. Okay, guys. 4th of October here.
Still not Pirates of the Caribbean that I asked for, is it?
And now...
2019. We are going
is here.
To the Radio Awards tonight.
And now I face...
Been nominated for a few awards.
The final curtain.
It's out of our hands.
My friend.
There's a panel.
And I'll say it clear.
Of judges that have listened to our entries.
I'll shake my case.
For which I'm certain.
At these award ceremonies, you've got to dress
lived.
Up.
It's too slow. Yeah. A life that full.
You've
maybe
got to dress
we're
up
watching it on delay.
And you've got to be proud. But guys, we've left it all on the pitch. If we don't win,
more,
we can put our chins up high.
I did it my
gonna get emotional. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast.
Regrets.
We do it for the accolades.
I've had a few.
You enjoying it is a byproduct. But we want the awards. I want my parents to be extremely proud of me. See, I have 3 siblings that did different careers. My parents don't really know what I do. They are proud, but I would love them to be prouder. And I think if I had an award, they would really go, wow, you're actually doing well in your life. Because I am scared I'm going to lose my job in the future. But I suppose we've got to be present and just feel the now. So I hope you're rooting for us, you listening. Thank you so much. Did it my way. How I am on the show is my way.
This is I'm a Little Teapot. Da, 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 da.
Tip.
Me up and pour me
elevator music
out.
For 1 hour.
Hello, hello, what's your name? What do you do? In this elevator I have a waltz come up to
you have a waltz hog.
Look, bro, I hope you win the award.
Thank you.
Just you, not us.
Yeah. Means a lot to me,
just
you know?
Just you. On the show, we talk about forfeits, the cost of petrol, Niall Horan, funny words, flavins. I can never remember Choose the News. Jeez.
Just did it.
I know.
Order.
Right, we're going to go. Next time we'll be chatting to you, we'll know whether or not we won the award.
Thank you.
Can we get on to the Imro people and say, can this be our intro music?
What entrance music would you like? Imagine if Sinead O'Connor sang.
Which one?
The way she sang with Conor McGregor going into the room.
Oh yeah. Smoke just fills the room and a light beams down on her. What was that song? Oh, we got.
Nathan, I'd just like to let you know in terms of tickets.
Yep.
2 more.
22?
So we're on 22. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling
22. Where is
this? I'm looking forward to it.
Here we go. Some
who is McGregor fighting, do you know? Some Mayweather?
Nah.
Don't seem interested. Jesus, Sinead.
UFC 189.
That doesn't sound good.
Sinead.
That sounds pretty bad.
Are you telling
me? No, I know it's filmed from someone's phone.
What's up? Are you telling me you wouldn't feel motivated coming into the ring with that?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Here's the podcast. Wait a second, here it is.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is
1038. Let's go!
Good morning. It is 7:03. You're tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he's Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. How are we getting on? Best of luck to everyone getting their junior cert results today. I got a D in CSPE.
Oh my God.
I got a D.
What was CSPE again? And do they still do it?
A lot about politics and the environment.
I remember at the time, I think it was just a picture of Bertie Ahern. Who is this man? And we said, he's the Taoiseach.
Yeah, I said it was Chris Tarrant.
Ah, who, host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I know.
Nathan, on the way, we're going to have the annual finance chat.
Oh.
And I think this time, I'm going to have to up your bill.
What?
I'll explain all very soon.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Storm Lorenzo treat you okay last night?
He wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It didn't really affect me too much. Don't want to see anything just in case. He goes, oh, gotcha.
How's the garden?
Garden is fine.
Is it?
I've kind of let my garden go.
Well, at least you have an excuse now for how it looks. Ah, it was stormy.
I clean it once a year and that's about it. I did promise the landlord a few years ago when I moved in. I go, oh, I love gardening. I'm going to look after that garden now. Or if you could see it now, he wouldn't be very happy with
right,
me.
Right, let's...
Business.
Can we address the elephant in the room here?
Yes.
We can speak about your garden all we want, but let's actually focus on today's journey.
Yes, we are going to Kilkenny after the show. It is the Radio Awards. It happens once a year. We've talked about the Radio Awards quite a lot over the last few weeks because we have been nominated for Best On-Air Competition for Gotta Get It Wrong. But the most important part of this is going to be the journey down to Kilkenny.
Yes.
Yourself will be in the passenger seat. Producer Callum will be in the back.
Shotgun, I'm going to sit in the front seat.
All right, how much are you willing to pay for diesel?
Well, let me tell you something. This is the first year where I'm only getting the journey down.
Okay.
You're not bringing me home.
Right.
Which is proved to be a bit of a pain in the derriere.
Okay.
I've had to ask people around the office here, can you drive me home? No, there's no space. What about you? Can you drive me home? No space. So I'm struggling with that. But the journey down, yes. Finance-wise, because I'm taking your car into account as well. You've gotten a smaller car since last year. Oh. So the journey's going to be that little bit more uncomfortable for me.
Just guys, I haven't downsized. Just to let you know. It's a nicer car.
I'm going to say €5.
€5. That's what you're offering.
That is what I'm offering.
€5. It's 120 kilometres. Hour and a half journey. Now, I have to factor in a few different things. This month, I owe insurance. I have to get a service on Monday. I have to get a diagnostic check. And I got to get the car ready for an NCT next month. So add that to wear and tear over the year.
Is the car safe to be in?
The car is safe. It is insured, but only for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'll be spending the guts of €1,000 on the car this month. It's a very expensive month for me. So when you put that in with the wear and tear to get new tyres there about 6 months ago, you are also the most person in my car, bar myself. So for the hour and a half journey, when all that adds up, I probably will be charging you €35.
How?
I think that's fair.
How is it €35?
Nathan, because
that's more expensive than what I gave you last year.
I'm insuring you. I have a safe car with NCT.
Did you not insure me last year?
The service. The insurance has gone up, Nathan. Do you not know there's a problem with the insurance companies? The premium's going up, up and up. So I have to charge you based on what the insurance companies are. So look, €35. I'll cut you a deal. I'll give it to you for €32.50.
That's just a pain to try and get that money.
€32.50 and you buy me a coffee to bring it up to the €35. That's what we can do. We can do it in different ways if you want to hide it from the tax man.
But Graham, you're interrupting my nap as well this afternoon. You're collecting me far too early for this trip.
I'll allow you to nap in the car as well. I'll allow you. You won't have to talk to me.
What about producer Callum?
He's okay. He doesn't have to pay. Because he's in the back.
He's in the boot of the car.
Yeah, he's okay. We'll tie him up in the boot. I don't have to listen to him in the car. €30, €32.50 plus a coffee will be what you owe me for the hour and a half journey down to today. Thank you very much. I know people who have cars can sympathise with me when they bring their friends left, right and centre.
You hate the excuse. Sure, you're going down that way.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
If you're a Niall Horan fan, you're going to wake up this morning as a very happy camper.
Yes.
Because he hasn't released music in 2 years. It was when he dropped his Flickr album. Well, he has a brand new song. It's called Nice to Meet You. And do you remember I predicted what I thought the song was going to sound like? As I have a special gift. I've done it before with the likes of Harry Styles, Picture This, Justin Timberlake.
And Niall Horan.
And Niall Horan.
See, this is the thing. We don't know if he's consciously or subconsciously copied our idea. Because when he was releasing Flickr, we did go to interview him. And you played him what you predicted Slow Hands is going to sound like, and he loved it. And then on his Twitter during the week, he put up the lyrics to his new song Nice to Meet You and says, guys, here's the lyrics, try and predict what it's going to sound like.
He said, I'm going to do something a little bit different, fresh and exciting. And we were like, we did that with you before. We're not memorable.
We'll give it to him anyway. This is what Nathan predicted it was going to sound like.
You know what I need, you know what I want, you know what I need now, you know what I need now. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Let me treat you to a drink. Nice to meet you.
So yeah, I thought the song was going to have a lot of attitude. It was going to be straight up gangster rap that Fat Joe would be happy with.
It would be a drastic change of genre, wouldn't it? Because the Flick was kind of a little bit country pop.
Yeah, it was acoustic guitar in there. I'm seeing a lot of heavy beats. And, a lot of attitude.
Well, here it is. We have an 8 second of instrumental. So, if Nathan is correct, it's going to be big, heavy beats getting ready for a big rap. Here we go. This is Niall Horan's song, Nice to Meet You.
Sounds very similar to mine. Sorry, are you playing mine or Niall's?
Maybe it comes later on. This is Niall Horan.
I like the way you talk. I like this.
That is a new song from Niall Horan. That's good. It's called Nice to Meet You. On Spin 103.8, Graham and Nathan with you. It is 7:25. It's going to be a wet start to the day. Do bring the umbrella, but we'll be drying up in the afternoon time. Nathan, what do you make of
this? Oh, I absolutely love it. And yes, I predicted what that song, Nice to Meet You, was going to sound like. And it's the exact same.
No, let's have another listen side by side. So this is Niall Horan, Nice to Meet You. Bit rocky. Indie, Kasabian-esque. It's, and then this is Nathan's.
You know what I need, you know what I want.
Same Kasabian.
You know what I need now, you know what I need.
Angry Kasabian. I've noticed two similarities between my song and Niall's song.
Yeah.
Same lyrics.
Because he gave you the lyrics on Twitter.
And both songs are in English.
And apart from that, that's where the similarities end.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Dark, wet start to the day. You will need the jacket for the first half. We'll be drying up in the afternoon time.
Hot, spicy, warm, sweaty. We're out here in the Nevada desert. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in the cheapest leather you will ever find. And they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, can I begin?
Please do. What you got?
What is your thoughts again on robots?
I'm very scared of robots. I keep seeing these videos on Twitter popping up of like these universities in America building robots that can do gymnastics, blind dog robots that can jump on things and can smell their way around. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we trying to achieve here?
You think the robots are going to attack us in
yes.
the future?
Yes, I do.
Well, England legend Gary Lineker is worried a robot could replace him as Match of the Day host.
If they can replace him, it can replace us on the radio.
He says it's only a matter of time before cyborgs replaced him and the show's pundits. But he did say, some would say they've already got robots in.
Oh!
Slagging off Alan Shearer and the likes of Martin Keown.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, I will say a fun fact about Gary Lineker. Over in the BBC, they're looking to save a few costs. You know that he is getting paid £1.75 million a year
And all he really does is match of the day.
It's really it.
And then a few live FA Cup games during the year.
Well, he has volunteered to lower his wage.
Whoa. To what? But to what?
To 1.74.
Do you remember Stavros Philately?
Of course I do.
They are described as a British-Greek Cypriot dance duo. They were on Britain's Got Talent in 2009. If you don't remember, it was a father and son duo who used to take the mick out of Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance, wearing blonde wigs. They were topless and they used to do this Irish dancing across the stage.
It's beautiful, the relationship that they had, father and son. Oh.
So the son was Laggy, the father was Demi, but Laggy has says he is quitting Stavros Flatley to concentrate on his barbers in Cyprus. Okay, and in the barbers he's a museum to Stavros Flatley in the toilet. But he said he got asked to come back by Simon Cowell to be on Britain's Got Talent, the champions. They got through to the final, it's on Saturday night, and he said he's going to retire after that. So far they've travelled the world, going from China to Monaco to everywhere. They've made over £2 million for what they said started as a joke, and his father is going to replace him with his cousin.
Oh no, I think the father should replace him with a robot that does match of the day on a Saturday.
But I was looking into the year they're in, Britain's Got Talent. This is peak reality TV.
Give it to me.
2009, Susan Boyle, and the winner was Diversity, the dance troupe.
Wow.
You had Stavros Flatley, Diversity, and Susan Boyle. That was peak.
Susan Boyle didn't win.
She didn't win. Diversity
won.
Very
surprising.
She came second. Peak. Britain's Got Talent and reality TV show.
Do you hear that, Graham? I'm applauding you.
Oh, do I get the win this morning?
You do get the win, brother.
That's what we are. We're Democratic Cowboys.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
My eyes are welling up. It's finally here.
I didn't think the day would ever come to
an end. What we all have been waiting for. Tonight in Kilkenny, we're going to be winning an award for this game. Gotta get it wrong. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait for Monday's show when we can reveal that we didn't win. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be so happy.
Stop, Graham.
It is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you have to do is get the questions wrong. Imagine if we do win. What does that say about the state of the other games?
How dare you?
I'm only joking. Katrina's on top of the leaderboard with 16. But let's see who's taking her on. It's Georgina.
Yay!
Yes, Georgina, let's be having you.
Let's do it.
Georgina, how do you feel that this game is going to win a radio award tonight?
I'm very happy. I listen to it every morning.
Yes.
Wow. And do you really think it's going to win, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. Georgina, why not?
No, I'm joking. It's the best show on the radio.
Okay. Best show on radio. Well, we'll find out tonight if we are the best show on radio. Georgina, you're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong.
Okay.
Your score to beat is 16. Katrina has that, so you have to get 17 or more to win the €100. What's going to happen is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. You nervous?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
Georgina,
so
I like you. Do you like me?
Yes, I do.
She does, okay. Here we go.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Potatoes.
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Ribbit.
What noise does a French bulldog make?
Woof.
Name a Jim Carrey film.
At least go in 10 days.
Name a Vin Diesel film.
The Proposal.
How many Fast and Furious films are there?
11.
Name a colour in the rainbow.
Black.
Who is the Taoiseach?
Bertie Ahern.
What was the score in the Russia-Ireland rugby match?
1-0.
What's 60 minus 8?
2.
14 plus 28 is 32. True or false?
False.
What day is tomorrow?
Monday.
Is Gotta Get It Wrong nominated for a radio award? True or false?
False.
Who is the Irish rugby manager? What nationality is Joe Schmidt?
Irish.
How do you spell twig?
Yeah, Yeah, why, yes!
What rhymes with wig? Oh! Oh, it's gonna be a close one. Georgina, how did you find that?
So I'm shaking.
Where are you playing this morning? Where are you?
I'm on my way to work. I'm pulled over.
Okay. Safety first, I like it.
Georgina, you came on this morning. You're so bubbly, friendly, warm, charming, charismatic, gregarious, vivacious. You're reminding me of someone.
You.
You reminded me of Smithers out of The Simpsons.
Oh, thank you.
Smithers.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Oh, it's a mighty compliment. And Georgina, you got 13.
Oh, no.
No,
devastated.
You didn't win like how we're definitely going to win tonight.
Devastated. Georgina, unfortunately, you don't win that €100. But thank you very much for coming on this morning. You're great fun.
See you, Georgina. Thanks so much.
We'll need it. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
So congratulations to Katrina. Yay, she's done it.
You made Mama proud.
She did it. She won the week with a score of 16. She came on Tuesday, I believe it was. That €100 was yours, and we begin a brand new week next Monday.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's the 4th of October, baby. It's what we've been waiting for. Yes, Graham, myself and producer Callum, we're going to be suited and booted in Kilkenny tonight.
What about me?
At the Radio Awards.
I'm going to be there too.
Did I not say yourself?
Yourself and producer Callum, you said.
Oh yeah, you'll be there as well.
I'll be there as well.
Yeah.
On yesterday's show, because we've been nominated for an award, as you know, we've talked about it enough. Well, Nathan has talked about it. Fairly confident he's going to win, so confident that he got onto Sean from Do Dublin and booked in an open-top bus to have a parade up and down O'Connell Street at 1 o'clock on Monday to celebrate the award he thinks he's going to win.
Yeah, because you see, any successful sports team, they always go throughout the city and the fans, they cheer, they get emotional. It's lovely to see.
You've put tickets up for people to get. Now, you don't have to pay for them. They're free, obviously.
I'm going to give you the link right now. It's spin1038.com/opentop if you want the tickets. But I have been told that over 800 tickets have sold.
Okay, there was a little bit of a typo on the email. It's just 8.
Sorry?
8. 8 tickets.
8 tickets.
8 tickets.
Is it 8 people or how many people? Because
just, 8.
It's a lot of seats on this.
8
people.
What are you saying? You're allowed, anyone can come, but if you have won an award as well, you're allowed to celebrate.
Yeah, you can bring
it.
That award.
8 people. And you know these things usually work. Only 50% of people turn up.
No, they'll be there. Westmoreland Street at 1 o'clock.
Look, Nathan thinks he's going to win. I said I'm going to make him do it regardless of whether we win or not. But this is where you come in. We can't just have him on the bus doing nothing when he doesn't win the award. Let's make him do a forfeit on the bus.
Graham, I'm so confident that I don't really care about this whole forfeit because it's not going to happen.
Brilliant. So let's try and get the brains going this morning. What forfeit should we make Nathan do when he doesn't win the award?
Are you saying on the bus?
On the bus. You got to do some sort of forfeit on the bus while we're going up and down O'Connell Street at lunchtime. It's going to be busy on a Do Dublin bus.
I'm worried we're wasting everyone's time here because we're going to win and this isn't going to happen.
Okay. But if you have a suggestion as to the off chance we don't win, 087 711 1038 is the number. You can get your suggestions via text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. I'll go through some of the messages, Nathan.
Yeah.
Amy and Swords. I've never disagreed with anything so much in my life. This is me saying that. This is her message. I don't think Nathan should have to do a forfeit at all.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
Use the bus to celebrate the fact you were nominated, even if you don't win. But you will. Good luck. Love the show. No.
I like Amy.
No, we're in it to win it. And if we don't win it, then we have to make Nathan do something weird. Nicole says, make him walk in front of the bus with a tank top and shorts and screaming the national anthem.
Not singing, screaming it.
Yeah, that'll look interesting on O'Connell Street, walking up and down.
Shane of Pinafore.
Rebecca's on the line. Rebecca, watch. Should he do?
I think you should make Nathan wear a big dunce hat on his head and go around singing, oh, I got it wrong. Do, 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 do. I got it wrong. Do, 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 do. I got it wrong. Do, 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 do. I got it wrong.
That's not bad. So you're thinking some sort of karaoke, a mocking karaoke with a dunce hat.
Big karaoke, dunce hat, clown outfit.
Because he did.
Someone throw pies in his face.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Say
but
that
on
again.
The show.
But say that again.
What should I put on my face?
You're like an art director. I like this.
Throw. You could have someone like with pies, and like I would putting be up cream for that. Pies. Because he's such a clown for thinking that you guys could achieve. That sounds really bad, but you know what I mean.
No, I completely agree.
Do you not
agree.
Think we're going to win?
No, Rebecca, I agree.
Rebecca!
I completely think you're going to win, but I text in to play that show every week for 2 weeks and you've never picked me.
Oh, that's producer Callum.
That's producer Callum.
How dare you, producer
we
Callum.
We want our hands clear. We've no control over who comes on.
I just write the questions.
So, Rebecca, you're saying we've got to put on a show. Karaoke, I got it wrong, dunce hat and cream pies in the face.
Please.
Wow, okay.
I'll come.
Okay, well,
will you? Will you put your ticket down? Because there's a few spaces.
I can't make it to Dublin. I can't make it to Dublin, but if you live stream it, I'll watch it.
spin1038.com/opentop. That's where you can get your tickets.
He's got his attention now because he's so desperate to fill this bus. Rebecca, thank you so much for your suggestion. It's definitely going in the maybe pile. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Rebecca, bye.
And Darren has left us a WhatsApp voice note as well.
It's time to get rid of them Crocs. Get rid of the Crocs.
Ah, no. Come on, Darren.
We've tried to get rid of his 12-year-old Crocs many a time. Someday we will succeed.
Not going
to
happen. Open top bus parade all because of Gotta Get It Wrong. It's going to win a radio award tonight. And I was told at the beginning of the show we had sold 8 tickets. We have now sold 19 tickets.
But it's the same person as bought 10.
Yes, Nicole. Yeah. Is inviting 10 of her friends. How amazing is that?
Or what if I've got someone called Nicole and I've booked all the tickets so nobody else can get on the bus?
Why would you do that?
Maybe I would.
You're a monster. A lot of tickets have sold so far. Originally it was 8. Now it's 19, yep. Graham.
Oh, 20.
It's 20.
One person has bought 10.
spin1038.com/opentop to get these tickets.
They are free, and if you ever won an award, this is for you too. We're asking though for forfeits Nathan should do on the bus when we don't win. We have to say as well, we're kind of up against ourselves. One of the other nominees, because there's 5, is Beat the Bomb.
Oh.
Do you remember Beat the Bomb?
Yeah, we did it last week.
Yeah, Beat the Bomb. So,
oh, look, that's a good... That was great.
Yeah, Beat the Bomb. Remember,
Gotta Get It Wrong just would kind of, for me, would be just that little bit more.
Beat the Bomb is a bit bigger, though.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
What's it got to get wrong? Massive, like 20 questions I do every morning.
We got a suggestion as what Nathan should do as a forfeit. Anonymous says, we think, so it must be a car or something, you should stand on top of the bus and just tell O'Connell Street that you're a loser.
Ah.
But then they text in again 6 minutes later saying, but in an Elvis voice.
What would that sound like?
I'm a loser. Excuse me, everyone. Sorry to bother O'Connell Street, but I'm one hell of a loser.
Nicole, what should he do?
I think he should dress up as Britney Spears and then he should sing Britney Spears songs. Sorry, may you do for the ticket.
Blast from the past.
Wow, we're going back a year now. It's over a year. When Nathan promised me Pitbull tickets, if I sang like Britney Spears, dressed as Britney Spears on the top of Grafton Street, and they never had the tickets anyway.
Yeah. It was great fun.
I think
fun.
It's time for revenge.
I think this is a great idea.
Guys, my problem is, if I was to dress up as Britney Spears, sure, wouldn't I distract the bus driver? I'd look too good.
I don't
good.
Think so.
I'd look too good, Nicole.
I don't think so either, Nicole. Thanks very much for your suggestion. And Steve, what should he do?
I'm not really sure. I just think whatever you get him to do, Nathan or Graham should have to do it if you do win.
Yes, I love that idea, Steve.
No.
Yes, Graham.
No, we don't need to do that, Steve, because I'm part of the award, so I win it as well.
Yeah, but you're a naysayer.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm a realist.
You are a naysayer, you've been very negative.
But a realist should, you know, have to follow through as well.
I'm a realist, I'm an optimist, but I also can see us not winning, you know what I mean? We're up against our own competition.
Graham,
Beat the Bomb.
Will you do that? Will you do what Steve has said?
I'll have a think about it.
No, you're going to have to say
it. I'll have a think about it.
We think you should.
Good for the goose is good for the gander.
What did you say, Steve?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh, wow, Steve. What a sentence.
I love it. Steve, you know what? I'll definitely think about it.
Very good.
Thanks very much for your suggestion. Not.
No problem.
Bye.
See you, Steve. Bye.
Good luck, Steve.
We should get Steve on the bus for that sentence alone. He should win an award for that.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I think I'm suggesting
if we lose, when we lose, the general consensus is you've got to sing something. So sing some sort of loser song or I got it wrong, something like that. And then right at the end, I hit you in the face with a pipe. I think, because you've been pied.
All right.
I think that's a good...
No, that's fair, but I definitely think that there should be a forfeit for you as well when we win.
Okay.
Because you've been so negative. Now, I know that you have a Freddie Mercury outfit at home. You sometimes wear it from time to time.
I had it once for a fancy dress, all right?
I want you to dress up as Freddie Mercury and sing We Are The Champions. On the bus with your fake mustache, and then I pie you at the end, a steaming hot pie.
I'm so confident that we're not going to win. Deal. Right,
are
that's on Monday. That's on Monday.
Okay,
that's
that is shaking. You've okay. heard that.
Right.
Graham's going to be dressing up as Freddie Mercury on the bus.
So if you want to join us, spin1038.com/opentop, get your tickets.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And I saw an interesting article on the Mirror online this morning, and it's got to do with the English language and some facts about it.
Oh, lovely. We really do struggle with the English language daily.
Go through some of them so you get your opinion on them.
Yeah.
In 18th century Scottish dialect, bumblebees were named foggy toddlers.
I much prefer the foggy toddler name. We should have stuck with that.
Ah, quick! I've been stung by a foggy toddler.
Oh, the foggy toddler has died soon after.
The longest English word that can be spelled without repeating any letters is uncopyrightable.
Very hard to say.
Go is the shortest grammatical correct sentence in English.
Ah.
You can just say go and don't have to put any words around it. Do go, full stop.
Yeah. Can you begin a sentence with because?
If you want.
Are you allowed to, though, is it correct?
Oh, it's
grammatically
kind of like you don't start a sentence with but or and or because.
Yeah, I think it's frowned upon.
I think it's okay with us. We're at a stage where grammar has gone completely out the window when it comes to our writing. Underground is the only word in the English language that begins and ends with und. U-N-D. Underground.
Underground.
Spell underground, Nathan.
U-N-D-E-R-G-R-O-U-N-D.
There you go. Und. Und.
Okay.
Yeah. The longest one-syllable word in the English language is screeched.
Ah.
The following sentence contains seven different spellings of the sound E. You ready?
Okay.
He believed Caesar could see people seizing the seas.
Oh. Seven seas.
In the 16th century, the word bully was a unisex term of endearment that meant good fellow or darling. It later came to mean someone who showed off their good deeds before it finally acquired its modern meaning. And I've got a word here, Nathan. I've got the meaning of it. But I want to find out or try and figure out, do you know what the meaning of this word is? The word is bumfiddle.
Oh, Graham. Graham.
What?
We're live on air right now.
That's fine. That's what's wrong with the word? It means something.
A bumfiddle?
No, just bumfiddle.
Bumfiddle.
It's not A. To bumfiddle. What do you think it is?
Sorry, it's a verb.
Yes.
I can't say what I think it is.
Get your head out of the gutter. Do you think I bring something dirty
bum
on the radio?
Fiddle. You want me to tell you what I think bumfiddle is?
That says more about you now. That's where your head goes. That says a lot more about you. Let's open it up. 087 711 1038 on text or WhatsApp us. Get your head out of the gutter
what
as well.
What are you saying? Bumfiddle?
Yeah, what do you think it means? Don't Google it. What do you think just by the meaning does it mean?
Graham, you've lost your way on the show.
Okay, I'll explain all in 5 minutes' time what it means, and it's not what you think. If you get it right, though, we'll send you on a night out at cinema. We've got Graham on the line. Hello, Graham.
Ah, Graham, how's things?
Graham, Nathan's also here.
How's things, lads?
Graham, how has the name been to you? Has it been good over your life?
Graham, it's an absolute fantastic name.
It's a bit boring.
Are you...
What way do you spell it, Graham?
I was just going to ask you. I'm H-A-M.
Ah, that's the perfect way to spell it.
Yeah, I don't really trust these R-A-E-M-E's.
Yeah.
Like Graham Souness, I'm like, what are you playing, pal? Throw a H in there.
It's the British way to spell it, isn't it? It's the E-M-E. Yeah. They're the British way to spell it.
Not for us, Graham.
No, not for us.
But listen, let's ask you a question. What does bumfiddle mean?
it's like a person that's like real... jittery and like uneasy, isn't it?
I don't know if you've heard the meaning before, but it isn't the one I have in front of me.
Okay, I think it actually means like someone that's fidgety or something
fidgety,
like that.
Yeah. Kind of on edge.
Are you a bit on edge in your life at the moment, Graham?
Well, I have 3 kids, twins, and a 6-year-old son.
Okay.
And I'm only 27, so yeah, a little bit nervous.
Fair play to you, Graham.
It might be. It's not what I have down in front of me. We'll go on to the next one. Thanks very much, Graham.
What is this?
Okay, we do have another person
what
on the
is
line.
This?
Connor, what does the word mean?
Is it a mistake?
A mistake or a snake, did you say?
A mistake.
Do you know what? A mistake in what context?
I don't know.
Because you're kind of right. It means to spoil a piece of paper or document. So if you were going into vote maybe and you spoiled your vote, or if you scribbled on a piece
you'd
of...
You'd be a bum feather.
You would be a bum feather, yes. Exactly. That's it. So Connor, do you know what? I'm going to give you the win this morning on that one.
Nice one.
Congratulations.
Fair play to you, Connor.
We try and just teach people everyday things on the show this morning, and that adds to them. And also, we'll just run through a few more really quickly. I've got my list up here. Underground is the only word in the English language that begins and ends in und. That's what we're doing.
Thank you very much, Graham.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And someone of your family members might be abroad. They might be off in Australia, in Canada, in America, somewhere in Europe. And we've got a very exciting thing starting next week. It's all with thanks to Flavin's, the home of porridge. And we want to bring a family member home to share some Flavin's porridge with. Flavin's are not your run-of-the-mill oats with their creamy taste, locally sourced oats and traditional milling techniques.
Yeah, it's all to celebrate National Porridge Week next week. And we want you to head over to spin1038.com/win. And then next week, we're going to find out some of your stories. And then on Friday, we'll randomly pick someone from all the entries to win $2,000 to bring that family member home. Because yeah, we want to hear these stories. I want to feel emotion. I want to be happy. I want to be sad. I want to feel something. Because some people may have a sibling that's been abroad for ages.
Yeah.
Like they haven't seen them in years.
Or you might have a funny story about when they fell and hit their face a footpath or something like that.
Yeah, that could be a nice time.
That will be good as well. So if you got stories about someone, a family member that is away right now and you want €2,000 to bring them home, spin1038.com/win. And it's all with thanks to Flavin's. We're going to bring them home and bring them home to share some Flavin's porridge with.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Time to choose the news.
You are this, Graham. You embody this piece of work. You put your body on the line.
Yep.
And choose the news.
Yep.
You've 3 bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Let's do it.
Other presenters, you know, it's coming up to the end of the show. They just call in the last...
I just want to play music.
They call in the last few minutes, not me. I'm working tirelessly till the end. Headline number one, Simon Bowell. Headline number two, toenail cocktail.
Oh, I like that.
Or headline number three,
order!
A new voice.
Oh. Now, you know when you include a clip, I always feel you've gone that extra mile.
But I never force you to choose.
You do. You kick me underneath this table. I'll go for the third one, please.
Oh, you want to go for?
Order!
A new voice. This has got to do with John Bercow. He is the Speaker of the House in the UK Parliament.
He's stepping down.
He is stepping down. He's just got under 4 weeks left. He's stepping down on Halloween, the date.
Ooh.
31st of October, the date that the UK are set to leave the EU. Deal or no deal?
Do you think he's going to
no
dress
Redmond.
Up? on his last day,
God.
Dress up as a sexy devil in a red suit.
I just
whip people with his tail.
This is him. He's the guy that basically shouts "Order, order" at the top of the parliament.
Order, 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 order.
He loves it. He's become the star of Brexit. However, he's lost his voice.
What?
This was him yesterday. He's lost his voice. The thing that earns him his wage.
Order, order. Questions to the Secretary of State for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport. It won't last long, don't worry. Sir Vince Cable.
What has happened to him? It sounds like a warthog.
Sounds at me after Electric Picnic.
Order!
The worst part of it, though, is he's being mocked by the MPs in there. Listen to this.
Order! Order!
Don't laugh at him.
Laugh at him.
Don't.
Order! Order!
Was he at a rock concert?
He was definitely at something. He had to have been at a concert. He was... Someone had been playing in the O2 in London. He was at it and he was screaming his lungs off.
Why didn't he pull a sickie?
I suppose he's only got 4 weeks left. You don't pull a sickie if you've only got 4 weeks left. You might as well just keep on doing it. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.